Lady Beavers took on number one in 3A, the Goodland Cowgirls, last night. Gave it a really good fight, and you know, and they actually tied for the second most points that were scored on Goodland this year, and a 67-45 loss, but played good at times. And we're talking with a couple of the upperclassmen here, a junior and a senior. Start off with Erica Felker here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Can you believe it's already time to talk postseason?
No, I can't. It's gone so fast. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's it's been a wild ride this year. It's been a fun ride, and I know you're 8-12, but it's been a gauntlet of a schedule. And how have you been able to kind of go about that mentally, game by game?
Oh, it's a challenge, but we just gotta forget about it after it happens and go on to the next one. That's the mentality.
All right, that sounds pretty good there. Last night, tough loss against a very good Goodland team, but I know in your mind there was some things to work on from last night, but you had to be pretty good, happy at times at how well you played, maybe compared to the first time.
Yeah, I agree. I think we definitely always have to get used to that big front, but once we get past it, we know how to break it. We know how to break it down and get those easy shots. So we've improved a lot from the last time we played them.
How tough is it maybe mentally to kind of overcome that?
Oh, well, you always know, you know it's coming because we know these league teams inside and out, and so you just have to kind of get mentally prepared and ready to see them and play against them again. Yeah.
You know, you had a pretty big night again last night from three, and I tell you what, it feels like, is it me or is it as the season's gone on, your shots have gotten a little bit more arch into them?
Yeah, I think I really realized that in Sterling. I don't know, my release got high and quick, and it just kind of happened. I don't know what clicked.
But it's working.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
All right, yes. Well, you know, it's been a fun season. And what are some of your favorite memories so far here this year?
Oh, probably the locker room. You know, we always, no matter who we're playing, what we're doing, we always get hyped up in the locker room as a team. We come together, we get prepared. And then just probably after the wins, those are always fun times, so.
That's right. You hope to get one of those wins on Monday night to be on the road and back to Colby. And I know last game against Colby has to be a little bit fresh in your guys' mind.
Oh, yeah. It was right around the other corner, so.
Yeah. But I know this time you go to their place for a second time this year, and, you know, maybe third time's a charm, not only against them this year, but in that building.
Yeah, it's hard to beat a team three times anyway, so we're hoping that we pull through and get this win. So,
all right. What would it mean to get a big win there on the road if you guys can on Monday?
Oh, that would be amazing. You know, Brooke, is her time with the Beavers are coming down, so we're just trying to fight through. And a win on the road would always be good. And then we have the confidence going into, you know, Friday and Saturday. So.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out on Monday. Should be a fun one, and it's got to be exciting here this time of year. Junior Erica Felker, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck up at Colby here on Monday.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Junior Erica Felker, and yeah, we get to talk to the lone senior here, and Brooke Strine here, and I had a big night last night, 23 points, man. What got into you?
You know, I don't know, Adam. I just kind of started and kept going and pushing until I couldn't anymore.
Well, it worked pretty good for you last night, and it's a little different for you when you go up against Goodland. You're used to being the tallest one on the court, and then you go up against Goodland, you have, you know, four at times your size. What's that like?
I think it's more fun. It's more challenging for me, and it actually ends up pushing me more. Mm-hmm. And it's also like a confidence booster because then it tells me, yeah, I can play with the bigger girls.
Absolutely. And, you know, has it been crazy how fast the season's gone for you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I feel like just yesterday we were doing the first week of practice.
Yes, it's amazing how fast it goes, and that means you're more than likely having fun. I think you guys have had a fun season here, and, you know, playing against Goodland, what are some things that maybe you learned last night?
Definitely that we need to slow down the ball whenever the other team wants to push. And then just focusing on getting that 1-3-1 broken down so that we can work the ball around and get our shot.
All right. And now everybody's 0-0 and I get to go up to Colby there on Monday nights. And whenever it's postseason, that's got to be pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. My adrenaline is already going, and I haven't even went to my brother's wedding.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's good. But, you know, this is going to be a fun moment here, and I know it's hard to believe how fast it's going down, but what are some of your favorite memories being a Lady Beaver?
Definitely the Sterling tournaments, especially this year where we go to the motel after a dub and we dye the sink blue. So that has to be one of the top ones.
All right. Well, it's all right. I mean, at least you're in the school spirit of the Scott City. I mean, Lions has to be okay with it. Their color is blue, too.
I don't think they're too happy about it, but we didn't get a call the next day, so we survived.
That's all right. That's good. but yeah, no, and Monday night, it's going to be an exciting one. And what do you try to do as you wind down your high school basketball career to kind of keep things in perspective here mentally?
Definitely becoming more efficient on my shots and not get such a big head about, oh, I'm the best one out there. I know that tends to happen. And just playing as a team, I really would enjoy to see us all come together as one.
All right. Well, hopefully Monday night's the start of that. Thanks again, Brooke. It's been fun watching this year, and good luck to you coming up on Monday.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior post player Brooke Strine joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, as now we bring in Coach Amy Felker. And, Coach, as you look back at last night, I know it looks a 22-point margin. I know it doesn't look pretty, but at times I think you had to be pretty proud about how well you guys played in regards to how you guys matched up with them the first time around.
You know, the first time around, they played a really deep into their bench, their, you know, second, third strings and that kind of stuff. So when we played them last night and they just went to their normal group of girls, you know, and they played them the whole time, I was, you know, that made you feel good that our girls were doing something. They were nervous to take their good ones out. You know, we've got a lot of people that can step up, and some of the role players are really starting to understand their role, whether it's on the defensive end, the offensive end, and it's really starting to take a little bit of the pressure off of Brooke and Erica, and that's what makes the team really, really work. So I like the way we've started playing these last couple games, and I just hope that we really make a good push in the postseason.
Well, and it has to, even that has to show you had a lot of newcomers coming in, a lot of them that haven't played significant minutes into the season here, and at the end there, and when you're doing that, that has to show them that, you know what, they belong on this stage. They've come a long ways, and it's probably hard to realize it at times.
You know, it is. You know, when you have the season or the schedule that we have, you know, you have good teams throughout the entire year. We never have a break. And these girls have to battle both mentally and physically, and more mentally than anything. And they do. It would be real easy to quit halfway through and say, I'm done. I'm tired. I can't do this anymore. And they haven't ever done that. You know, we have our down times, but for the most part, they stay positive. They work hard. They help each other. They build each other up. And I'm just really proud of their overall effort that they've given me all year.
And, you know, it's kind of one of those deals where it's just hard to believe it goes so fast.
Yeah. I mean, when you have a fun group of girls and you can communicate with them, not even just the, you know, basketball side of it, but, you know, watching them dance and that kind of stuff in the locker room, or, you know, on the Sterling tournament and those situations in the buses and that kind of stuff. It's just fun. And that's what the memory is. You know, nobody's going to remember that we didn't have a winning season. Yeah. They're going to remember all the memories that this team had and how well they worked hard and they enjoyed each other. That's just as important.
And, you know, coming up here Monday night, you're going to get Colby, and I know you guys will have a lot of fuel to the fire, and felt like maybe that was one a few days ago that you guys should have gotten. But, you know, I just think that adds a little incentive about where you guys have come from first time to last week.
You know, every time you play somebody, the third time is always seems to be the hardest. And our girls are ready. They really want this win. And I know Colby's going to be in the same boat. You know, it's survive in advance. And everybody's going to be playing their best game on Monday night. But we want it bad. These girls want to show up every possession. They want to know exactly what defense we're in and what offense we're running. And, you know, we're going to do a lot of the same things. And you know, we're just going to go and attack and find the open person and really make them pay for not guarding some of our role players.
Have you felt like that this run, really probably since Lakin on the 7th of February, felt like these last four games have kind of been a playoff-type atmosphere, home and away already?
You know, we have. You know, we played a lot of the teams that are in our sub-state, and they're battling every time. And we're making improvements. Different people are stepping up and gaining more confidence in their game and the overall team's game. And so I really like our chances, and I know these girls are going to come out ready to play, and hopefully we get a good crowd on Monday night. I know that's a hard night to get to Colby, but I hope we have a lot of people up there supporting us and cheering us on in that arena.
All right. It's always a fun time of year, postseason is here, and hopefully you get a few games out of it here. Coach Amy Felker joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks as always, Coach, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.